Take us through a little bit of the Cambridge Satchels story. You did a very interesting interview in the Sunday Telegraph at the weekend about some of the challenges you've been having. Now you are a globally recognised brand with counterfeiting, with people setting up websites as if they are somehow officially related to you or even are the Cambridge Satchel company. I just wondered, as you move into a sort of second and third stage of expansion, have the challenges surprised you, and how have you tackled some of those?
I think the challenges on the internet was obviously what gave me the chance in the very beginning to escape the kitchen. but it's also what's causing most of the problems now. The lack of any kind of regulations, so that we will look at and see. So this time last year, 330 fake Cambridge Satchel websites out there, and that's a huge problem, because people wanting their bags from us would phone us just before Christmas to say, well, I ordered the bag 3 weeks ago and I'm getting really anxious now, because what if it doesn't come in time for Christmas? And then they'd give us an order number, and from that order number we'd see that it wasn't anything like one of our order numbers, so it was a fake bag. And the websites out there, they seem to split between the people who would be out there, almost completely replicate the site. It would look almost identical. A bit of the pagination would be slightly off, and lots of them can't spell fluorescent. But apart from that, there was very little to sort of say that it was a dodgy site. And so some of them would take people's money and then, after a period of about 2 months, shut down and then re-emerge with a slightly different domain name. And then others would be up there and would send out a fake Cambridge Satchel bag with the logo on. And it just seems, it seems crazy to me. When I first came across this problem, I thought, well, this isn't going to be a huge hassle for us, because look, they're using Alexa Chung and Fern Cotton. They've bought bags from us, and they've been photographed with those bags, but then those photographs have been more expensive than we could afford to buy to put on our website. But not for these people, you know, it's all over their website.